Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you anticipate that Watt is going to get this huge deal in the next month?
No, I'm not saying no, he's not going to, but I'm not anticipating. I think it's still 50-50. I think that it's such a big deal. It's $30 million. I'm saying upwards of $30 million. You know, that's what they're talking about with those edge rushers now. They're no longer outside linebackers or defensive ends. They're edge rushers, ER. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, Pony, he's going to make $10 million this year. Why do they want to give him 30? No?
They could do the franchise tag route like they did with Dupree.
Yeah, I mean, then they'd have him for, I don't know, I think I looked it up. It was like 17 or 18 next year, unless it goes up. Why would they want to give him 30?
Yeah.
They have him.
Spicy little nuggets from Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, with Andrew Filippone on the PM team. It's Chris Muller. This is the Paul Zeiss Show. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. That's a spicy little nugget. It's not as explosive as it could be. It's not Ed Bouchette saying TJ Watt's 50-50 to get an extension, the big-time mega deal, the big payday before the season starts. It's not him saying that he's not going to get a period. It's him saying 50-50 that he gets it before the season starts. Why pay him $30 million when you theoretically don't have to? Let me stand and applaud. Thank you, Ed. Now, I am all for players getting their money. And let's get a couple things out in the open here right off the bat. TJ Watt, very good at football. TJ Watt, best player on the Steelers defense. TJ Watt, if we're really being honest at this point, best overall player on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe Ben Roethlisberger would in his mind quibble about that, but he would be wrong. TJ Watt is the best player on the team. But the NFL is not a fair league. And the NFL and football... Oh, thank you. You want to just keep playing it the whole segment here? We could do that. I'll talk over it. I mean,
you asked for a long bed.
No, I did. And you certainly delivered. Cale Burger, ladies and gentlemen. Cale Burger. The NFL's not fair, and the way that teams are structured and the way that players are paid is not fair. You could be the greatest running back in league history, and you are not going to make as much in your career, chances are. Say Najee Harris ends up being, he plays 13 years, and he is viewed as the best running back ever to put on pads, okay, by the time he's done. The Steelers have won 4 more Super Bowls. Some quarterback none of us have even heard of or thought of wearing black and gold yet has benefited from this, or Ben's at 47 deciding whether or not he wants to retire in the middle of Najee Harris's career, right? Chances are Najee Harris, even having the greatest career in league history at his position, would not make as much money as a decent starting quarterback who had a similar length career, right? You know, Chase Daniel is in the accounting hall of fame for a reason. Sam Bradford's in the accounting hall of fame for a reason. That reason is that the way that money gets disbursed in the NFL is not particularly equitable. One position holds so much overwhelming sway financially over every team, and it's understandable why, in most cases, that there's not a whole lot of room for anybody else to make crazy huge money. Aaron Donald gets it. He gets crazy big money. A couple other defensive players do. Guys that sack the quarterback as their primary sort of hook. There's the occasional cornerback that gets, again, a large sum of money, but they're few and far between. Does TJ Watt belong in that stratosphere? He actually does. Nobody's in Donald's class as a defensive player, period, full stop. And that's not just me pandering to Penn Hills. It's the truth. But if there is a next tier down of overall elite defensive players in the NFL, TJ Watt is not only on that tier, he is very near the front of the line that is queued on that tier. But none of that, none of those realities are on their own a good reason to give him more money to the degree he would have deserved it before he actually has to be given that money. Bud Dupree is not and will not ever be in TJ Watt's class as an NFL edge rusher. Bud Dupree was the best Robin his last 2 years for the Steelers that they could have imagined him being. Bud Dupree got franchise tagged a bunch. He didn't like it, but he knew. He knew he hadn't produced. He knew he was going to get paid somewhere else, and he did. And he still made that franchise, that sweet, sweet franchise tag money. TJ Watt has, of course, been considerably better than Bud Dupree in the pros. TJ Watt has produced from basically day one, moment one. TJ Watt, 7 sacks as a rookie and as a starter, 13, 14 and a half, and 15. Led the league last year. Almost 50 sacks in 4 seasons. That's real good. Averaging 12 and a half. TJ Watt's relentless. Doesn't look like he has the body type that's necessarily going to break down quickly either. Looks like he could have 5, 6, 7 more really productive years. That's not out of the question. We're talking about Melvin Ingram, who's about 6 years older than TJ Watt, being potentially really good if he's healthy this year. In theory, in a vacuum, he deserves more than Bud Dupree got from the Steelers. He deserves, in a sense, to not have to deal with the franchise tag. But the Steelers can't afford to look at TJ Watt through the lens of what his performance might deserve or warrant. The Steelers need to be as light on their feet as humanly possible for the next couple of seasons. When Ben Roethlisberger decides to hang him up, something that could happen as soon as this coming January, the Steelers need, they owe it to themselves. They owe it to TJ Watt in some ways, if TJ Watt's all about winning too. We know those Watt brothers don't necessarily need the money. Maybe Derek does, comparatively speaking. But they have tons of endorsements. Everyone throwing money at them outside of football. I say TJ or JJ Watt, you immediately think of sandwiches. There's a reason for that. TJ Watt doesn't need the money. He deserves the money. He deserves maybe better than he'll get in this situation. But the Steelers owe it to themselves, ultimately, more than they owe it to TJ Watt to give him money, more than they owe it to TJ Watt to even put a good team around him on both sides of the ball. The Steelers owe it to themselves to be light on their feet financially. It might make TJ Watt unhappy. Ed Bouchette says it's 50-50 that this mega extension gets done before the season starts. We know that the Steelers, the next part of that clip that I didn't play for you, was their reasoning on why they don't negotiate contracts in season. It's very old school. It's probably very anachronistic. It's probably very outmoded and not all that bright, but that's how they do things. Ed Bouchette saying it's 50-50 is a good thing. Ed Bouchette saying it's 50-50 that this doesn't happen right away, that they maybe use those franchise tags, is a good thing. That would be the Steelers not backing themselves into yet another financial corner right after they would get out from under the Ben Roethlisberger contract. I understand when you do an extension, you can set it up a certain way. You can do cap wizardry. That's the whole point of it, where a guy's cap hit might be less than the actual number that you see on like an average annual value kind of breakdown. I get it. But paying a guy a deal that on average is $30 million a year is inherently not as favorable to the team as paying him the franchise tag value, which is something like 17 or 18, per what Ed said there. Why, other than wanting to make TJ Watt personally very happy, And if there's anybody on the team whose performance in an individual vacuum warrants it, it's T.J. Watt. It is. I'm not trying to throw shade at the guy or anything else. I do that enough when I occasionally point out that he tapped out of that Browns game at a crucial moment. But frankly, he had Highsmith playing opposite him, so I can't really blame him that much for gassing out on every play and then finally wearing down. Other than making T.J. Watt happy, though, what good reason do the Steelers have to give him an extension right now? I don't see one. The Steelers, this is the thing. They have the luxury of being able to wait on T.J. Watt here. Just make sure he keeps producing and stays healthy. The price tag eventually goes up when that happens. But they have the luxury of waiting till Ben Roethlisberger's done to give T.J. Watt what his performance has so far warranted. You saw Myles Garrett got that huge contract. You know why he got it when he got it? Because Baker Mayfield is still on a rookie deal in Cleveland and is still and will still be cheap for a little while longer, relatively speaking. Especially if he continues to perform well, he'll be cheap relative to his performance. The Steelers don't really have that luxury with T.J. Watt. Even with Ben Roethlisberger taking a pay cut, they don't. Deserves got nothing to do with it in this particular case. T.J. Watt, I'm not going to be some contrarian who comes on the air and tells you he doesn't deserve the money. Relative to his peers at the position, relative to his peers on defense in general, relative to guys whose primary line one of the job description, line one of his CV, his resume, is I sack quarterbacks, he deserves the coin. He does. But at some point, you can't treat edge rushers or pass rushers or defensive standouts the way you can quarterbacks, where even if a guy hasn't won anything big, he still gets the next max deal that sets the market again because that's just how it works. You think about like Matt Stafford at times being the highest paid quarterback and you scratch your head. You can't do that with defensive players. What have they won with T.J. Watt? Is it his fault? No. But the question remains, what have they won? Zilch. Nothing of significance. I love watching him play. Most of you probably do as well. He is the best player on the roster. That is not, or those are not, in and of themselves, good enough reasons to rush and quickly tear up any flexibility or control you have and say, here, TJ, please take this money from us. You've earned it. In a perfect world, you'd do that. The NFL landscape is not a perfect world, nor is it close to one. And that's why T.J. Watt is probably, if I had to guess, Ed says 50-50. I'm leaning that he doesn't get that extension right away before the season starts, that he has to wait one more year. That's why T.J. Watt, I think, is going to have to wait. And that's why he should have to wait. Deserves got nothing to do with it. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit him at ShorkeyKia.com. This is the Paul Zeiss Show. I am not Paul Zeiss. I am Chris Muller. Still paranoid about picking my nose on camera. We have a lovely three-cam setup, wide shot and one shots, I think, in the business. You know, just a one shot on me, a one shot on nobody right now, but it'll be Jeff Hathorn shortly, our sports director here at The Fan. He's going to join me next to talk about this and other. We're going to go all across the sports platter here locally with Jeff Hathorn. You go to 93.7thefan.com to the homepage. You go to the shows tab. You can even do this on your phone, too, if that's how you're rocking right now. You go to the shows tab. Then you click on that. You'll see 93.7 The Fan live video. We all look very pretty once you click on that. You can listen. You can hear it. It's in your browser. If you have the two monitors set up at work, congratulations on all your success, and you can watch us there. And you can wait and see, am I going to pick my nose? It's going to happen one of these days. I just don't know when. Jeff Hathorn joins me in studio for a nice little back and forth coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.